Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Bridgestone Weatherpeak. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
This is John Middlecoff from 3 and Out with John Middlecoff. Superchargers, headlights, and more. With over 122 million parts, eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time, or your money back. Stay on your A-game with all the parts you need at the prices you want. It's easy to bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
This is Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre.
What is up, Straight Fire fan? It's me, Jason McIntyre. Straight Fire for Monday, May 30th. Happy Memorial Day to everyone. I know we said there would be no podcast today because obviously the Celtics were going to win game six. There'd be nothing to talk about. I'd enjoy the holiday. And alas, Jimmy Butler had to go bananas, bonkers in Boston on Friday, forcing a game seven. So guess what? I had to interrupt the holiday. I did not bring my podcasting equipment. I'm recording this from a bathroom at the place where the family's staying. We got out of LA for a couple days to unwind, a nice little vacay. And of course, I'm a podcast first kind of guy, you know, big game seven, gotta have the content. But first, before I get to game seven, I just have to say, you guys need to go see Top Gun Maverick. Okay, we saw it, I think it was a 9:30 a.m. showing on Sunday. The wife and I forced it. Let's just say the kids did not want to see it. They came out of the movie saying, oh my gosh, that was amazing. And you guys know one of the reasons that I've had a nice little whatever career I've had is so far is because of authenticity and being honest. And I am not kidding. Number one, this movie is better than the original. And that's 1,000% true. I think I would be stunned if you both, you're going to see it soon. I'll be shocked if you say the original is better. This movie was really good. And the second one, and I did not expect this, there were a couple moments where I was getting choked up in the movie. I swear. I'm like, what's going on here? Why am I almost crying in a Top Gun sequel? What? How? And I was stunned. The movie's that good. It's real powerful. And Rob, it's just that getting back to a movie theater for the first time in a while, I think I've seen like one movie in the theater since COVID. And between that and, like, you know, the movie being really good, Tom Cruise was tremendous. The airplane battle, it was awesome. I would highly recommend it. I'll say this, the movie was better than anything in the Boston Miami series. It just was not a great series. Game 7 was close. We had some crunch time minutes thanks to Boston trying to choke the game away. And the Celtics win 100-96. Miami had a shot late. I'll just say this, the biggest two takeaways, the obvious one is Boston gagging this one away, just like they did game 5 against the Bucks. You can't do that against the Warriors. They are a great closing team. They do not blow these close games. Veteran team. Boston cannot have these meltdowns late. And a lot of it has to do with Marcus Smart, dude, just not playing smart basketball. Haha, Marcus Smart. And I it was like Miami was saying, bro, do whatever you want. Take the dribble, the shot, the mid-range, the layup. They just gave Marcus Smart all the rope to hang himself. He kept making mistakes in the final 3 minutes. It was a 13-point lead with 3.5 to go. And there's like 15 seconds left. And Jimmy Butler is on a breakaway. And it's like a 3-on-2 fast break. And he pulls up for 3 to take the lead. I was like, oh, my gosh, is this really happening? Because I was, you know, rooting for Jason Tatum, given our guest last week, Drew Hanlon, which you guys seem to really, really like that podcast. But, I thought it was a fine shot by Butler. And I see all these people after the game, you go on social media and you're like, all these people are yelling. What is Jimmy Butler doing? Excuse me? Your best player who carried you in game 6 and, by the way, had 24 in the first half of game 7. Your best player, a good look in transition. What's wrong with that? This is silly to question Jimmy Butler. And I'll raise you this. The reason is because when they're down 4 with like 11 seconds left, Max Strus is who they drew up the 3-4 in the huddle. Max Strus. That really happened. He missed the 3. It was like a 29-footer. And then he got another crack at it and missed that too. And with Tyler Hero hurt, I assume PJ Tucker was hurt. In an odd twist, while on vacation, we actually went bowling. It was fun. And I wasn't able to hear the game until the final few minutes when I was, you know, in front of the TV. But I don't know if PJ Tucker got hurt. It's weird that he would call out Draymond Green after game 6 saying, hey, you put Boston in the finals. Thanks for the motivation. And then PJ Tucker did not play in the second half, as best I can tell. I assume it was an injury, but this is a beat up Miami team, right? Lowry, shell of himself. Hero, you know, we barely played. I don't know if he even scored. It was just a tough one for Miami, and Boston prevails. Rob, I think the league has to be happy getting the coastal matchup, Miami out, Boston in, Golden State in, and really you get two of the marquee rising stars in the league in Brown and Tatum against, you know, Steph Curry, who is, you guys know, my favorite player of all time and pretty much the face of the NBA. I think it's going to be a great finals.
Absolutely. And I haven't looked at the current conference finals numbers in depth yet, but, you know, coming into this round, 16 of the 20 highest rated games in the playoffs were Celtics or Warriors games. And we talked about last week, 5 of the top 8 alone were the Warriors game. I'm sure this one from last night's probably going to be the top because it's a Sunday night and it's a game 7.
Oh yeah.
But they got to be extremely excited to get this finals matchup. I think this is the one that everybody has kind of secretly hoped for ever since Boston beat up on Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving in round 1, because as much as we like Giannis, there's just something about a brand name in the championship round. And so to have the Boston Celtics, who I hate other than future Laker Jason Tatum, you know, it's good to see them from a basketball perspective, to see them in the mix. And again, Steph Curry is the face of the NBA. So, of course, anything with him in it is going to do big numbers. I totally agree with you on that Jimmy Butler shot. Look, in an ideal situation, would you like for him to maybe set something up or get to his patented mid-range shot? Sure. But, you know, he played the entire game. You think Jimmy Butler wanted to go another 5 minutes of overtime? And if not, let's say that, okay, you know what, Jimmy, you're better off maybe setting somebody up. Yeah, you want to set up a 4-for-12 Kyle Lowry, 3-for-10 Max Strus, 4-for-12 Victor Oladipo. Who is he going to pass to that you feel more comfortable with than Jimmy Butler in a transition 3? Even if he obviously missed it, But if you're a Heat fan, you got to say, I'll take that shot 9 times out of 10. He's been the best player when healthy this entire series, arguably the best player this entire postseason when healthy. So I don't know why anybody would be too upset about him deciding to put the game in his hands when he's the only reason you're in this position to begin with, because the rest of that Miami roster outside of Bam Adebayo, we talked about this, you know, early on in the postseason, maybe at the end of the regular season. The Miami Heat are arguably the best draft and develop franchise in the NBA. They are able to find guys, undrafted guys, second round guys, and develop them into legitimate NBA players, in some cases, high-end role players that every team is looking for. And yet, all of the good things that they've done, Tyler Hero drafted late, Bam Adebayo drafted late, you know, Gabe Vincent, Max Strus, and he had an off game, but those guys are real contributors, and they are making basically less than the NBA minimum. Like, that's what they're working with. And for all the good that they did, they're not in the NBA finals right now.
Yeah.
Because they decided to give Kyle Lowry at age 36, 3 years, $85 million, and to pay Duncan Robinson, who was living off of basically one good season of shooting the basketball, a five-year deal worth almost like $95 million. So because this season they had $45 million tied up in a guy who shot 22% for the postseason and another guy who couldn't get off the bench in the championship round, they're going to be sitting at home watching Boston and Golden State in the NBA Finals.
Yeah, and listen, it's a great point. I also want to add, and I do agree Spoelstra, one of the best coaches in the league. Rob, this is an interesting stat that I dug up. So Spoelstra has now been to seven game sevens. Oh, no, I'm sorry. This is his sixth game seven. He has never won one without LeBron James. LeBron with the Heat, dominant with, obviously, with Spoelstra, 3-0 in game sevens. Without LeBron, 0-3. And it kind of showed, you know, they're extremely limited with no Tyler Hero. And, you know, they just ran into a team with the Tatum and Brown show. Those guys are incredible.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Continental tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office, install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Continental test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having pink lady apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all. But I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think. He's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of
that. Like that. See that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
I saw something about this being like their revenge tour, because in the 2019 playoffs, they lost to Milwaukee. If you remember that one, Kyrie won game one, and then they got destroyed in the rest of the series, and then Kyrie left. 2020, they lost to Miami in the bubble, and then last year, they lost to Brooklyn. They ended up taking all of those guys out in 2022. I don't, you never want to get too excited. People are always getting caught up, Rob, in this need to make like massive sweeping statements about some player or franchise or something. And like, that's not always there. I'm just going to say like, Jason Tatum is, I believe, 24 years old. He's got a massive future ahead of him. He's a great player. But Rob, let's be a little bit realistic here as well. Things kind of broke for Boston, did they not?
Absolutely.
In the opening round, like people say this about the Warriors. This is not a knock on Boston. Listen closely. Don't come after me on social. Okay? They played a Brooklyn team that did not have Ben Simmons and did not have Joe Harris. So basically your third and fourth best player is not even there. Then they played Milwaukee and Middleton gets hurt. Okay, and Middleton is an all-star. I think he's been all NBA. I don't have that in front of me. And then against Miami, Jimmy Butler missed a game. Or did he just sit out the rest of the game? Maybe he missed the second half of the game. Tyler Hero, I think, missed two or three games. The injuries kind of mount. Kyle Lowry missed a game or two. Like, they got kind of fortunate. And I know people will counter with, well, Robert Williams, and what about Marcus Smart? And yeah, I get that. But in every series, Boston got kind of lucky. And the NBA is just stacked now. This idea of super teams is just – I don't think it happens anymore unless the Lakers somehow got like Damian Lillard or what have you. But, Rob, it's just – it's really tough to just see a team dominate. I mean, if everybody's at equal health next year, I don't think Boston's coming out of the East. Do you? I mean, Milwaukee, Brooklyn, those two alone at full strength are going to be dynamite. We don't know what the Sixers will end up doing. Remember, Joel Embiid, of course, goes down with a broken face in these playoffs against Miami. So injuries are a factor. I can't make these sweeping statements. I know that's not cool, and you've got to come in super hot and off the top rope with the most amazing stuff. But the people who do that burn out quickly because they get exposed as frauds. And I know a bunch of guys who try that, and it's very, very obvious. They have nothing left in the chamber when every week they're making these massive statements. So, Rob, I don't know. I think Boston's really good. They survived the East. And, I mean, if they get by Golden State, now you could talk about great runs. You take down Kevin Durant, Giannis, Jimmy Butler, and Steph Curry. Now, I'd have to do some homework to see where that is. But for my money, that's four of the 10 best players in the league.
Yeah, I feel like you're taking a shot at me. And just because you're on vacation doesn't mean that, you know, next time I see you, I won't put hands on you. But it's okay. But look, okay. Let me just couch it by saying this. The Boston Celtics from January 22nd on were head and shoulders the best team in basketball. Number one in offense, averaging 120 per 100 possessions. Number one defense, averaging 105 per 100 possessions. They were dynamite, lights out. It wasn't even close. We were talking not just the best team this season in that stretch of basketball. Arguably, if you look at the numbers, the greatest team of all time. over like a three-month stretch. They were that good. But I agree with you. Like, if, and this is not just a Boston thing. This is a Golden State thing as well. Look, Boston got the Brooklyn Nets again without Ben Simmons, and you had the Kyrie, KD, or mostly Kyrie situation where he's just, they had no chemistry whatsoever. Middleton hurt, Jimmy Butler missing the game, whatever. Golden State, they get the Denver Nuggets without their second and third best player. They get Ja Morant missing half the series. And then they get the Dallas Mavericks, who were missing Hardaway most of the season. I'm not going to count that one, but we all knew that they were kind of in over their heads at that point. It was clear that Dallas was ahead of schedule. They were not supposed to be there.
Let me press pause, though. How on earth? I still don't know. How did the Mavs beat the Suns by 40 in Game 7 in Phoenix? You know,
that was more about Chris Paul. I still don't know. Than I think anything else. Yeah. That was a Chris Paul situation. But, you know, that is unfortunately the way the cookie has crumbled the last two postseasons, which is why over the weekend, I was exchanging tweets with our good friend, Nick Wright, not the one in FS1, member of Fox Sports Radio. Nick Wright used to run the board for us back in the day on the weekend show.
Big Chargers fan.
Yeah, the one who had the Tinder Nick. If you listen to the radio show, you remember Tinder Nick.
Yes, he was. Well, he worked with us and would tell us about how his Tinder dates were going.
Yeah,
it was high quality radio because
he's engaged now, so I don't think we can do Tinder Nick anymore.
Wow, that's good news for him.
In any event, you know, we were exchanging tweets back and forth, and I told him, if you're LeBron James and Kevin Durant, you have to be kicking yourself right now, knowing that you let your teams be sabotaged from within while in this postseason, it's clear there is no super team. There is nobody who is, oh my gosh, how are we going to beat them? And
wait,
on top
who was
of that,
sabotaging the Lakers?
Russell Westbrook.
Oh, I don't know about sabotage.
Okay, the trade itself.
What
was
is a Trojan horse coming
the,
in?
The trade itself was a sabotage. Like the all the Lakers' biggest issues were self-inflicted. All of Brooklyn's biggest issues were self-inflicted. And this postseason, not only was there no clear, obvious super team, but it seems as though the teams that were able to get through to the finals, which we saw in Golden State and now we see with Boston, it wasn't necessarily that they were the best team. It's that, hey, they got the right draw. The things broke in their favor, and a lot of guys were hurt. Same thing that happened last season with Milwaukee and Phoenix. And so it's not to take away anything from either of these two teams that made it, because you got to give them credit for making it, and being available is half the battle in a lot of cases. That's the best ability there is. But I don't see either of these teams as being whoever wins this one, well, they definitely got to be the favorites next year. Like, I don't get that vibe at all.
That's a good point. I forgot about Phoenix last year being down to the Lakers. And of course, then Anthony Davis gets injured. And, you know, that was big for Phoenix, obviously. Quick pop quiz. Who did Phoenix beat in the Western Conference Finals?
Oh, wasn't that the Clippers?
Without Kawhi, right?
Yes.
Because the Jazz were facing the Clippers, and then Kawhi goes down, and everybody, myself included, thought, oh my gosh, the Jazz have this. And I don't know if it was Paul George taking over, the Jazz just choking.
No, it was Terrence Mann, right? He had like
seven
threes or something like that. And you're like, oh my gosh.
Did the Clippers without Kawhi push them to six anyway?
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, I think the favorite next year has to be the Clippers. And I hate that, you know, I don't like to say that, but I do have a couple of friends who are season ticket holders for the Paperclips. So I do need to actually three people I know now have season tickets. I need to curry favor with them a little bit because the Clippers are going to be stacked next year. They're going to be a problem. Let's see what the Lakers can do.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Continental tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office, install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Continental test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or a ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. He's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college? Because it ain't it.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
So I floated this on Cowherd Show Friday, and he didn't think it had any chance of happening. And of course, Portland fans hated it. So there was some small news, NBA on Friday. ESPN has this draft guy, Mike Schmitz, who has been like covering international basketball and travels around the globe. And he has covered to New Zealand and covered our New Zealand team and knows Jang pretty well. And he actually is like the head coach of like Uganda or something like that. I don't know. This is like a white guy who's like 30 years old. He got hired to be the assistant GM of the Portland Trailblazers. Okay. They hired a guy from ESPN who does like international and recruiting. Basically, Rob, is that not a huge sign to you that this franchise is basically getting ready to press the reset button? Okay. And based on that, and obviously the fact that it's going to be impossible to get Dame too much help. And you look at their drafting seventh in this draft, right? In like 4 weeks. I looked at the number seven pick going back 30 years. There have been four guys who made the all-star team from the seventh pick. That's it. Jamal Murray will eventually be the fifth. That's it. Four guys from the seventh spot. Like, you're not going to be expecting to get an all-NBA guy. So you want to trade that pick. But who wants it, knowing the history at seven, and this draft is like a three-guy draft? So all this to say, like, if I'm Portland, I look in the mirror and say, man, we were terrible last year, and we only got the seventh pick. And that was without Dame. With Dame, like, we're definitely not going to be top eight. I'm just telling you right now, with Dame and their roster healthy, they're not top eight, Rob. We know this, okay? So now you're like, are we a play-in team? Well, at that point, you got a new GM, new assistant GM, who's really good on the international scale. Why not just press the reset button? And instead of doubling down with Damian Lillard and whatever pieces you can get for Nurkic or whomever, you know, why don't you just say, you know what, we're going to roll with Anthony Simons for a minute. We're going to deal with being awful for, I don't know, 2 or 3 years. But Lakers, do you want Dame? Okay, give us Russ's expiring. Give us your 2 future firsts. Give us THT or whatever the salaries match up. And you know what? We will take 2 future firsts. You know, the OKC Thunder have like, I think it's something I've seen, like 12 future firsts in the next like 5 drafts. They're going to get a lot of bites at the apple. And that's what you need. And if I'm Portland and I know my ceiling with a 31, 32-year-old Dame is like, I don't know, 42 wins and being the ninth seed in the play-in, like, what am I doing? So, and that was what I was trying to get. Obviously, you can't float all that on Cowherd's show. But in my eyes, if I'm Portland, I'm looking to move Dame. Now, maybe the Lakers don't make sense and someone's willing to offer you 3 future ones for Dame. I don't know if that's going to be the case. But I do think if I'm Portland, I'm looking to move him. If I'm the Lakers, I am looking to get that deal done quickly. Hey, here are the 2 firsts. You don't right. want THT? Okay. So let me just present it that way to you, Rob. You know, is that a quick fix potentially for the Lakers?
Let me just say that you're not crazy. Okay.
Ooh, I like that.
Because, yeah.
Now you are a Lakers fan.
Well, it's not just I'm a Laker fan. It's that.
But you're a realist.
I am a realist. I understand. Like, and is it realistic that the Lakers find ways to get the best players every couple of years? Sure. So that's why, even though it sounds crazy on its face, crazier things have happened with the Lakers. Okay. I mean, I know it didn't work out, but getting Dwight Howard and Steve Nash in the same offseason, and all they really gave up was Andrew Bynum. Like, things like that happen. Okay. And just looking ahead, you know, Portland's got all this cap space. That's what they're saying. They got cap space. They got the number 7 pick. They're going to make some moves. That they're a team to watch. Okay.
It's funny.
They have to re-sign Anthony Simons, who is 22 and showed during the second half of the season. I don't know if he's an all-star level player, but he's definitely someone that he has the potential to be an all-star level player.
Yeah. I think he's better than Jordan Poole.
Yes, absolutely.
He's done it longer. Now, Jordan Poole could end up being better, but right now I think Simons looks like the better player.
So you got to pay him. So that dips into your cap space right there. But let's say you didn't. Say you wanted to, you know, you're going to keep Simons. Let's say, I don't know what their cap situation is, but let's say you got room for another max guy. I'm looking at the upcoming free agent list. James Harden, no. Russell Westbrook, if he opts out, no. Bradley Beal. So you're going to tell me Damian Lillard, Bradley Beal, and Anthony Simons is going to stop anybody. So no, you're not going to do that. Kyrie Irving, we don't know. Zach LaVine, I like Zach LaVine, but is a 3-guard lineup where you know 2 of them absolutely don't defend, the third one only kind of defends, is going to do anything? Probably not.
If I'm LaVine, I want to stay in the East.
Sure, but right? I'm just trying to play the game just so our listeners can hear what it is that they're working with. And then after that, this is where it gets down to Ricky Rubio, Andre Iguodala, Thaddeus Young, Joe Ingles, Torian Prince, TJ Warren, like. This is not the best free agent class that you could think of. This is not the year to have a ton of cap space. All right. This is not the one that you're looking for. So if you're Portland and you brought up Mike Schmidt, who I think was great with the draft profiles, by the way, I'm going to miss reading stuff at ESPN. You have to have some level of honesty with your best player and say, look, Dame, I know you want to be here. We appreciate everything that you do for this franchise and have done for this franchise. The reality is we are not anywhere close to competing at all. If you're saying competing for a playoff spot, cool. Then, you know, if you're happy with that, this is the place for you. If you want to get beyond the first round, I don't think it's going to happen. And so at that point, if you're the Lakers or any other team that wants Damian Lillard, you're hoping that he has this Kevin Garnett come to Jesus moment where besides, you know what? I've done a lot for this franchise. I've kind of maxed out my potential here. Can you guys do me a solid and send me where I want to go? And if I promise you, because the way Damian Lillard has carried himself in Portland, what he means to that city and what he means to that franchise, they're not just going to sell him to the highest bidder. They're going to do something to work in his favor so that he ends up going to where he wants to go and he's happy, which is why the Lakers, with a massive expiring contract and 2 unprotected first round picks, suddenly is not that bad of an offer.
They might have to try to get another one via some way. I don't know, but THT. I just looked at the TA maybe last year, Portland's depth chart. Holy hell. This is the backup the second unit, our guy Brandon Williams, Keon Johnson, young kid out of Tennessee, Nasir Little, Trendon Watford, and Drew Eubanks. If you told me all those guys started last season in the G League, I would not. I would probably be like, "You're right. They did. They did." this roster is far. Even the starters. You know, I don't know what's going to happen with Nurk. Justice Winslow. Listen, I was way wrong on him, just like everyone else, including Boston, who I think offered like multiple picks for Winslow. Josh Hart, solid role player. He's like a sixth guy on your team, maybe seventh. They don't have any, and Dame should certainly want out. Now, I don't know if you're Philly, you know, do you get in the Dame sweepstakes and dump Harden? But why are you taking on Harden if you're Portland? Like, he's not going to want to play there. I mean, again, the Lakers need to make a move. But I guess this was my roundabout ways of saying, Rob, like, the West is brutal. I mean, if you told me that Phoenix cratered and was like the sixth seed next, I would be like, yeah, I could see that happening. I mean, that collapse they had, like, it's weird. I haven't heard jack squat from the Chris Paul camp. You know, Devin Booker's been like radio silent on social media. That one had to hurt. And, you know, to see Dallas go on and get smoked by Golden State. We know Denver's coming strong. We know the Clippers, as I said, are going to be really good. I mean, even Memphis, right? Memphis and Minnesota, they're right. Not total jokers. We'll see what happens with D'Angelo Russell, but NBA's just so stacked. As for the finals, I saw Golden State open as 3.5-point favorites in game one. I think everybody and their mom's going to be on the Warriors in game one. You know, Boston coming off this grueling 7-game series. They had a 7-game series against Milwaukee. I'm fairly certain, I don't have it in front of me, that they lost both game ones in the last two rounds. There are a couple extra days off here for Robert Williams and company to get healthy. But Golden State at home, I think, has to be the side. And then you start looking at game two. The Celtics have not lost back-to-back playoff games this year, which is kind of a staggering stat. And it's why I liked him in game seven, part of the reason. I think here's my last thing, Rob. I thought when I was talking about Boston last week, giving Golden State a lot of problems, I thought I was ahead of the curve. And everybody would be like, no. Rob, I don't know about you, but in the last couple of days, I've been reading online, you know, while I'm poolside with the family, of course. A lot of people like the Celtics here. Almost too many. Like, a lot of square types are like, oh, yeah, Boston's got them, but this is not that good of a Golden State team. And people are forgetting, like, hey, guy, Chris Middleton didn't play, and Milwaukee still pushed him to seven. I think this is a really strong Golden State team getting healthy. The mitten was cleared now for a basketball activity. It sounds like he'll be ready to go for game one. Don't know about Iguodala. Otto Porter will be healthy. I think Boston can play very good defense. I just don't know if they'll be able to keep up. You saw how tired and fatigued they were. They didn't go deep into the bench in game seven. You know, Derek White can show up against Gabe Vincent and Max Strus, but try doing that against Steph Curry and Klay Thompson and Andrew Wiggins. I think Golden State wins it. I was going to say five, but I think I've got to stick with six.
Yeah, you know, last week I was kind of thinking leaning Celtics, and even, you know, late into the game on Sunday, I was leaning Celtics until the last 3 minutes happened and I saw how they almost self-combusted there at the end. And Golden State is not a team that's going to self-combust like that. You know, even if this isn't the best Golden State team we've seen, they are mentally tougher and more experienced than pretty much anybody who was in this postseason. So I'm going to go Golden State. I still think it's going to be a long series. I think it's going to go at least six games. But right now, I guess I would say Golden State in seven, where they get it done on their home floor.
Rob, a quick question. How many rotational players on Boston are over 30 years old?
Oh, gosh. Two?
Well, I'll go with one. Al Horford, 35, finally makes the finals. Daniel Theis, whatever. Is 30. I don't even know if he's considered rotation. This is how young this team is. Robert Williams is 24. Grant Williams is 23. Derek White, 27. Tatum, 24. Smart, 28. Pritchard, 24. Jaylen Brown, 25. There is a whiff of the OKC team with Harden, Westbrook, and Durant to this Celtics team. Just a whiff, because that team was stacked offensively. this Boston team really wins with mostly defense, but has good offense. I just think they're a little bit young.
I see. The thing is, they're young, but they're very experienced. You know,
they are
considering those guys have been in through a lot of playoffs themselves. It's just, you know, in the final minutes of a game when everything's tight, you'd want it to be Jason Tatum. And you saw how quickly he was passing out of double teams last night. So eventually he's going to get to a point where he's going to say, screw it. I'm going to go full Kobe mode. I'm going to shoot it over two guys, which he had. Did you notice he had the Kobe Bryant wristband in the game? If he's not telling you Laker fans that he's coming in like 3 years, I don't know what you're watching because he's coming.
He'll leave Boston. Oh my goodness.
Future Laker Jason Tatum. But
if you're looking for a guy to play well, Jaylen Brown. This is a guy who went to Cal. He was training for the draft, only because I know some of the guys who worked him out, training a little bit up north and some down right where I live at my gym. I saw him training with some of the guys. And while he was training, he went to the finals that the Warriors were in 2016 against the Cavs. So I think Jaylen Brown has a really good series here. I don't want to say Tatum might struggle, but I think they're going to throw the kitchen sink at him.
Right.
You know, like Miami did in game six. You see that he had one shot in the fourth quarter?
Yeah.
Game six. That's
by design. By design. He wasn't.
On Golden State, same deal, right?
Exactly. Exactly. I think that they're going to be all over him. They're going to force other people to beat them. And even though I think Boston, top to bottom, probably has more talent than Golden State. Mm. I think that they're much better defensively. But you just, the Golden State, the experience factor is something that I think is just really hard to bet against.
Also, Curry getting his finals MVP. I can't wait for that. You know it's going to be the summer of Curry. All right, well, listen, we've gone long here on a special holiday Game 7 edition of Straight Fire. But listen, if you guys happen to miss Friday's interview with Drew Hanlon, I suggest you go back and listen to it. Just incredible stuff. He works closely with Tatum and Embiid. I heard from a lot of folks via text message and social media. You guys really like that. So thanks for listening. And we're back Wednesday. Yes, I will be taking tomorrow off. And there's really no games. I'm sorry. Not talking hockey on the pod. Sorry, buddy. So we will be back on Wednesday. Talk to you then.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere. Like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Explore a wide selection of luxury spirits, wine, and champagne at ReserveBar.com. Elevate your gifting this year with rare and exceptional bourbons, tequilas, scotch, wine, champagne, with personalized engraving, exceptional glassware, and more. From wines to whiskeys, there's a bottle for everyone. For a limited time, save $20 on your order. of $150 plus with the code IHEART at reservebar.com.